This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com. The La Scala Philharmonic, led by Riccardo Muti, and music by Giuseppe Verdi, with the Preludio, or Prelude to the Overture to a Masked Ball. Here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to have you with me. I'm Jeff Watson, keeping classical music going in the afternoon hours. This noon hour is going to bring us a visit from the English String Quartet, a marvelous fantasy for oboe and strings, a great blending of those instruments from composer Ernest John Moran, and a suite from composer Max Reger with the Moscow Soloists, all just ahead. We have music next from the great Max Bruch, and something that he composed around the year of 1910, late in his life. This was something that he originally conceived of as a fourth violin concerto. It was later renamed a concert piece for violin and orchestra, as was only comprised of two movements. It was written for the violinist Willie Hess, a pupil of the great Josef Joachim, the soloists who Bruch originally had this work in mind for. Today we'll hear it played by the Russian Philharmonic, with the violinist Maxim Fedotov on KPR. Some music written in 1910 by Max Bruch. Music originally conceived as a supposed fourth violin concerto, later renamed a concert piece for violin and orchestra, as played by the Russian Philharmonic, led by Dmitry Oblonsky, and violinist Maxim Fedotov on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:30. In the second half of the hour coming up, we await the Moscow soloists, who will join us in a little over 10 minutes with a string suite by composer Max Reger. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here at the KU campus, at the moment it is 70 degrees, warming to about 78 for this afternoon. Sky's sunny, clear tonight with a low of 58, and it should be a bit warmer tomorrow with sunny skies and a high of 89. What we have for you next is a bit of English chamber music, a superb blending of the winds and strings, in a fantasy quartet for oboe and strings, from composer Ernest John Moran of the early 20th century, a contemporary of Ray Vaughan Williams, and like him, an expert at weaving English folk song into his compositions. Here is his fantasy quartet, played by the English String Quartet, along with the help of oboe player Sarah Francis, on KPR. A fantasy quartet for oboe and strings from English composer Ernest John Moran, performed by the English String Quartet along with the help of oboe virtuoso Sarah Francis on Kansas Public Radio. 12:44 is the time, about 15 minutes to go until our next update of news headlines from NPR. Classical music continues until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Coming up this Friday night, our next Cinema Go-Go is at Liberty Hall. This one's an early Halloween treat with two classic monster movies, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman and Dr. X. The doors open at 6:30 p.m., and tickets will be available at the door. You can get all the details over at kansaspublicradio.org. With our time left in this noon hour, we'll hear music from the composer Max Reger, a German composer born in the late 19th century, great concert pianist and music director of the Leipzig University Church and later a professor at the Royal Conservatory in Leipzig. He was greatly known for his lieder or songs, his chamber and choral music. He turned to orchestral compositions a little bit later in his days in the early 20th century. Here is Opus 131 from Reger, a suite in G minor, as played by the Moscow Soloists on Kansas Public Radio. Suite in G minor from composer Max Reger, played by the Moscow Soloists, led by Yuri Bashmay on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 1 p.m., and up ahead is news from NPR, and then the next hour of classical music gets underway. You'll hear music by Bach and Boccherini, and for the most part, we'll spend our time with the Seattle Symphony, enjoying the cello concerto of composer Alan Avanas. That and much more still to come in an afternoon of classical music right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 63 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus, and music from the catalog of essential works by Johann Sebastian Bach, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, on Kansas Public Radio. We're off and running on another hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you as always. Coming up, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and the cellist Janos Starker. They'll provide most of the hour's entertainment with music written in 1936 by American composer Alan Avanas. A marvelous cello concerto is coming up in just about 15 minutes' time here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Our next recording is of the ensemble Quintetto Boccherini, with music, appropriately enough, by Luigi Boccherini, and music written in the year of 1788, a string quintet in the key of D major, known as Del Fandango. Movement in this piece is a fiery and courtly evocation of Spanish flamenco music. Del Fandango in D, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music from Luigi Boccherini, the string quintet in D, or Del Fandango, of Opus 40, performed by Quintetto Boccherini on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:26. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for the classics on a Wednesday afternoon. Something coming up a little bit later down the line is KPR's Big Band Christmas, a December 14th concert at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public go on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get a shot at early tickets, become a KPR member listener over at kansaspublicradio.org. While you're there, you can also check out something else coming a little bit more recently to Liberty Hall. Friday night, it's our next Cinema Go-Go, a night of classic monster movies this Friday, including Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. The doors open at 6:30 and tickets will be available at the door. The details at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Our next recording is of the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, and music is by American composer Alan Avanas, a 20th century American composer whose big musical identity lay in the fusion of Western and Eastern musical traditions. He was also a very prolific composer. By the time 1940 rolled around, it said that Avanas destroyed about 1,000 of the works he had composed up till then, thinking that he hadn't by then found his musical voice. But one of the works that he spared was written a few years earlier, in 1936. It was his Cello Concerto, and we'll hear it played next by Janosch Starker and the Seattle Symphony, led by Dennis Russell Davies, here on KPR. Composed in 1936, the Cello Concerto of Alan Avanas, played by the Seattle Symphony and cellist Janosch Starker, on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for NPR News in the next hour, music of Janacek, Mozart, and more. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others, using music as a means for service, Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered, later today from 3 to 7, at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
At 42,226. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Léo Delibes, and a ballad from a ballet he wrote called Coppelia, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan, on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, classical music as well. And before 3 p.m. rolls around, more of the latter to share with you, I'm Jeb Watson. And in this 2 p.m. hour, pianist Robert Hamilton will play us a short keyboard rondo by Mozart, followed by the London Jupiter Orchestra, and suite for string orchestra. That's by Czech composer Leos Janacek. That's in a few minutes. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others, using music as a means for service. Sunday, 2 p.m., in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. We have for you next the Budapest Symphony Orchestra and some of the most famous music from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, from the turn of the 20th century, and music based on folk music and songs found in the region of Transylvania. We'll hear Marachek dances on Kansas Public Radio. From Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, Dances of Marachek, played by the Budapest Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:22. About 10 minutes from now, we'll be joined by the London Jupiter Orchestra for Leos Janacek's Suite for String Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge and Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC Jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. And I2S at KU, addressing the social impacts of emerging technologies and how to be human in a technologically complex age. More information at i2s-research.ku.edu. The KU campus at the moment, it is 76 degrees, a high of 78 today, with sunny skies. Lows in the mid-50s, with clear skies tonight. Tomorrow looks to be a bit warmer, sunny with a high of 89. Next on KPR, let's enjoy some Mozart. Robert Hamilton takes the keyboard for a short keyboard rondo in A minor. From Mozart, a rondo for piano played by Robert Hamilton today on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in live music, classical music, or the music of Mozart in general, you'll be interested to hear about a concert put on by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra a week from now, next Wednesday, October 9th, 6 p.m., at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. They're opening their season with the concert Mad About Mozart, which includes Mozart's Impresario Overture, the 24th Piano Concerto, as well as Mozart's Prague Symphony. It'll be with the KC Chamber Orchestra next Wednesday, October 9th, 6 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral, and you can find out more about this concert and how to attend over at kcchamberorchestra.org. Not only that, but there's music by Mozart in store for us this evening when Destiny is your host. We'll hear Mozart's 40th Symphony tonight, along with romantic pieces for violin and piano by Antonín Dvořák. We'll have those and other delights when Destiny takes over for classical music this evening from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Next is a performance by the London Jupiter Orchestra, with music by Czech composer Leos Janáček. Early music from the composer from 1877, a suite which sought to recreate Baroque-era dance forms. Janáček's Suite for String Orchestra. Gregory Rose leads the London Jupiter Orchestra for us next on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed in 1877, the Suite for String Orchestra by Czech composer Leos Janáček. Gregory Rose was conductor of the London Jupiter Orchestra for that performance here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., and almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by more classical music with Destiny, bringing you music tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and thanks for joining me for classical music on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow here on Kansas Public Radio.
Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com.